try to schedule a free class once a month would be, first of all, I don't know if anybody wants to hear from me once a week. I thought once a month would be more manageable for me and for the audience. What do you think of that timing?
I think once a month is fine. I really do. I think that once a month is perfectly fine for doing a free telecall. And you're right. You will get more participation per call with once a month. Absolutely. I believe that once a month is plenty for building rapport. One suggestion would be to vary the week up. So don't always do it the first week of the month or the last week of the month. So either vary the week up or do it every 3 weeks. That way the week of the month will vary. And the reason for that is that some people are more available 1 week of the month than others, than other weeks, and that will allow you to maximize the people that are on that call.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for stepping in. I appreciate that, Lorna. Has some of what I've taught on today been valuable so far for you?
Oh, absolutely. I've gained a lot already.
Excellent. Very good. Very good. That makes me feel good. Okay, let's move on then. Here's what I'd like to do, Lynn. Let's go back to you for just a moment and think about, you've got all these products now, and I intended to go deeper on this. Maybe we'll finish this up the next time we meet. But the idea next would be, and we probably couldn't finish it now, even if we had a whole, you know, we spent a whole other hour on it. I think if you'll do now is you'll write out all of these ideas, break it down into 12-month chunks, okay, and then each month ask yourself, what do I need to do each week to accomplish this particular product by the end of this month? Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, totally. Yeah, that part makes sense. I think it was just getting the product and,
knowing what they are. And you don't need to know what they all are up front. So you want to do 12, but you know you're going to do a manual now. We've talked about that. You want to do an audio manual. You're going to finish the recording that you're doing now, the audio recording. You're wanting to do some interviews with people. If you do the free telecall, I guarantee you'll end up with a few products out of that. So you've got a minimum of 5 products. You don't need to know the rest. Okay? It's just like me. You know, when I'm going to create – you know that some time ago – 8 weeks ago or whatever, I set out to create 12 products in 12 weeks, and it's not going to be 12 products in 12 weeks. However, the first 4 or 5 products in 4 or 5 weeks was an incredible experience and has really helped my business. Okay, and I've got a couple of more products that are lined up to create, and I've actually decided to veto a couple of products that I was going to create as part of the 12. I vetoed them. I said, you know what? I don't believe they're necessary. But it's all a flux. I could change my mind in 2 months and say, let me create. I'll just go ahead and create it anyway, because once it's created, it's there and it can create residual income for you. So,
can I ask one quick question about the manual?
Sure.
Okay, I know the first two were gifts where, you know, you did the one page and then convert into the PDF, where you have like a 6 to 10 page. And then when you take each paragraph and go into detail, which is the third one, is that like an entry level price then? Like a 37 or what are you doing what do you think in terms of that?
Okay, so is this where you've just got one paragraph for each bullet?
Yes. No.
You're thinking the next level?
Yeah, the next level, where you're going into a lot of detail from each paragraph.
Yeah, that's probably your intro product. I'll tell you what I'm gravitating towards in my own business, and I always try to be obviously on some topics I don't even like to mention them until they're proven and tested, because I don't want you guys getting excited about something that may not work. I really like to bring to you proven material, but on this, it's not proven, but I'm really moving in the direction of having a manual that very much like what I just described, with links to the various products for each step. And that's a free guide, okay? And leaning towards where the complete guide would be a bonus to a coaching or something, or it would be a bonus to audio. It's very difficult. It's very difficult to put the kind of price on an ebook that it's really worth. It really is. It's very difficult to do that. You know, because we could think about that as it would sell well at 37, but it's really worth a whole lot more. And so I struggle with that. And I'll tell you what I've done in my business is I've really gotten away from selling ebooks. I really have. I use ebooks for parts of my list that are just old. They've been sitting there forever. They read my emails, but they've never bought anything. I'll take an ebook and do a special with it just to get them to open up their wallet and take that first step. And then the idea is that once they make that first step, then I do everything I can to get them to see lots of value, give them free content, and then try to get them to buy the entry-level $97 product. So if you look at my funnel, okay, I've got my entry-level products are $97. Okay, however, I've got a couple of ebooks that I can sell for $10 or $20, but they're not my entry-level products. They're my, you've been on my list for 6 months and haven't taken any action. Here's a chance for you to dip your big toe in. I don't even call that an entry-level product. It's like a pre-entry-level product. It's not in my email campaign because I don't want people exposed to that. Okay, but if that's what it takes to get somebody that just won't take action, open up their wallet, make it an incredible offer for something that I no longer care to sell because I don't care to sell ebooks anymore. I can't sell them for what I believe they're worth, so I choose to not sell them. Okay, but I can use them for just a basically a giveaway, $10, $20, buy this. Soon as you buy it, you're going to get some emails with some additional bonuses. Once you've gotten the bonuses, I'm going to say, look, it's time for you to step up. Here's an entry-level product for you to really start learning from me. Okay, and that's where the rubber hits the road. If they never make another purchase, guess what? That's okay. That's okay. You know, the money's not important. I mean, what's the $10 or $20? I've done my best to give them an opportunity to get involved. However, if they make the purchase and then now they were too scared to invest $97, they're so afraid they'd lose it. They don't trust me enough yet to invest $97. But they figure they can throw away a $20 bill. Okay, so I let them throw away a $20 bill with me. Then they realize, wow, I got so much more value for $20 than I thought. I was afraid I was going to lose it, but here, I got all this value. Now I trust Sean enough to invest $97. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and basically what you're saying is this is, the main goal of this manual is to make it easier for me to create, not so much that it will give me products along the way as I make it. It's more that it'll be a product at the end with the manual itself.
Well, that's an idea. I mean, what I'm saying is there's many different things you can do with it. You can give it away free. You can include it as a bonus when somebody buys something. You can give it to people when they have questions and you don't want to answer a whole bunch of questions via email, you can send them the book. I definitely encourage, even if it's 60 pages, I encourage having a few opportunities for people to buy your higher priced products. But see, the thing is, an ebook won't sell well at $97, okay? But your audios will. Your audios will. So if you put the price and get people to pay $37, then psychologically they are now valuing you at $37. And it makes it harder for you to make those $37 sales to other people. And it makes it easier for you to make a $97 sale to a $37 customer, sure. But all the people that read your $37 sales email and say no to that, they get your $97 offer and they won't take action. Because you're cheapening your own value.
Okay. I guess I think in my mind, what I was thinking for this manual is that it would be a higher price. A higher priced product. And so that's where I think my mind is getting hung up with what you're saying.
Well, it can be. Make it 100 pages. And then go print it out, put it in a binder, a 3-ring binder, and put $200 on it and mail it out to people.
Okay, because I think that's kind of what I had in my mind. And then if I added audio to it, that'd be make it even more valuable.
Absolutely. I mean, that's another thing that you can do. You can take a $37 ebook that people will struggle to buy at $37, print it out as a manual, throw a couple of surveys or forms in, like checklists that you can use with your daughter, okay? So, you know, come up with a few checklists and questions to ask your daughter and a couple of letters from clients. Put that in a three-ring binder, okay, and put it in a priority mailbox. Okay, it costs you $10 altogether, and sell it for $200. You'll probably sell as many as you would at 37 as an ebook.
Yeah, I think that's what I had in my mind. Thank you,
John. You're welcome. You're welcome. Maybe I wasn't connecting, but I'm glad we pushed on this until we came up with it, and now I think that's just a great teaching opportunity for everybody because you can definitely create a manual. I did that with my original coaching. My complete home study course, okay?
Right.
I sold, when I first started, I don't even sell this anymore, but I'm thinking about repurposing it because the content is still wonderful content. So what I used to do, you know, for some of you, you know that I had 8, 10, 12 CD packages that I would sell for 97 or 127 or something like that on individual topics. So I went out and created a complete home study course that covered like 8 different topics, much more concise, but it was only 16 CDs. Okay, now, I had made the mistake of training my list to buy X number of CDs for a certain price. Okay, whereas now I really focus on this is what you're going to learn. So it was kind of an amateur mistake. I was selling a box of CDs. Now I sell information. Okay, but what I did was when I created this big package, once it was created, I said, there's no way I'm giving this away for $97. I'm not going to give it away for $150. How can I improve the value? So what I did was I went out and I went into some of my ebooks that were already created, pulled out some of the best information on each topic, compiled it all into like a 200-page deal, had the 200 pages printed out physically, put them in a 3-ring binder, and put the 3-ring binder along with the 16 CDs, put $497 on it, and sold probably about as many of those as I would have sold if I had called it a 16 CD set and made it $150.
Okay. Thank you, Sean.
You're welcome. Any other questions on or comments on anything that I've just been covering on product creation, on some of these? I mean, really, we've gone through a couple of different ideas here with Lynn on some products that you folks can create. Has this been valuable information?
Yeah, very.
Yes.
Excellent. Definitely some repurposing ideas that you folks can do here. So let's do this. Let's open up the call again